Hi guys, what's up and welcome back to another episode on my podcast. It has been 4 or 5 days, I'm not really sure. Yeah, so this week started off with my blog post as usual on Monday, and then Tuesday, that is yesterday, was supposed to be a YouTube video, but then that couldn't happen because I was out the whole day. And anyways, today's schedule was a podcast and here I am. So today's, by the way, if you're someone who comes here all the time, then thank you so much. And if you're someone who's come here for the first time, then I really hope that you find my stuff helpful, inspiring, and you know, that you share it as much as possible, because I really hope it connects with you on a personal level and that, you know, you get to take away something from it. So with that being said, let's just get straight into today's topic. This should be pretty short. I'm gonna try to keep it short because not really a lot of stuff to talk about, but just one very important thing, something that my grandfather also used to talk about, something that my father also talks about, and something that's talked about by a lot of other successful people, and that is focus, right? F-O-C-U-S, five-letter word, focus. So I was reading, as usual, something happened. It's always, I read something or I watch something and then I get an idea and then I talk about it or I make a video about it. That is always my case. So as usual, I've read this story before, and today morning I was reading it again. It came across my feed again, and it's about how Bill Gates and Warren Buffett were meeting for the first time. I think that's the story. I'm not sure because there are very different versions of it, but they were meeting for dinner, both of them. And when the food was being served, Bill Gates' mom went around the table asking each and every single person who was present for the dinner, what is the one most important thing that is, you know, required to succeed in life? And both Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, both of them gave the same exact answer: focus. Alright, so this is very important because these two are legends. These are legends we are talking about. And both of them gave the exact same answer: focus. Now, why is this important? Personally, I'm not that great at being focused. I'm being very honest. I was very bad. Now I'm getting better. My friend Vinayak, he's really, really good at being focused. And I'm getting there slowly, steadily. I'm focused. I'm learning to focus more. I'm, you know, preparing, reading a lot, trying a lot of different things. But focus is very important. Why is it important? If you don't get one thing done, Gary Vee also talks about this. You can't have two big things going on. If you have two big things going on, it means you have zero things going on in your life. You can't focus on two things at the same time. You can't focus on three or four things at the same time and tell someone I'm very busy or I'm, you know, very preoccupied. Or no, if you're doing a task, it can be anything. The very simple task of maybe folding a pair of jeans or tying your shoelace or driving or just, you know, going out to buy groceries, whatever it is. The most simple task, it could be anything. You always have to execute with focus. Like, always. Like, every single time. It could be anything. And I don't do this a lot. Because for me, I generally feel that, you know, tasks that don't require a lot of attention don't require a lot of focus. This is always my agenda or my thought. So if I'm folding a pair of jeans, maybe, then I'll be like, oh, it's just a pair of jeans and I'll just do something and stash inside my cupboard. But that's not how you should be, actually. You should do it properly. This is an example. I'm just giving you an example, a metaphoric example. You don't have to think of it as jeans all the time. Say you're making a video, or say you're writing something, or you're doing a college assignment, or you're completing a PPT to show to your boss, or you're, you know, filing accounts for your company. You could be an accountant. You could be whoever, whatever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever task you do, whatever is in front of you at the moment that you are working on, always give 100% of your attention to that task. Only then can you give extraordinary results. Only then can you produce extraordinary results. When you're playing a game of football, when I'm watching, my father always tells me this, if I gave the same amount of focus and concentration on my studies that I gave to every football match that I watched, or to every, like, you know, to every book that I read, I would really be more academically successful, is what he says all the time. And I guess that's very true, because when I'm watching a game of football, I'm very focused. Like, I'm watching where the ball is going. I'm seeing what the referee is saying. Half the times, I'll call the foul before the referee calls the foul. Because I'm watching everything, literally. A lot of focus is going on. If I brought that level of focus onto every walk of life, into every single area of my life, I'd be in a much better position than I am in now. And I'm trying to do that. I'm working on that. So focus is really, really important, guys. Right? Whatever you're doing, 100%, like laser focus, laser, sharp all the time. You should not deviate. You should not get distracted. Nothing. Whatever it is, it could be very simple. It could be very complex. Doesn't matter. You always have to be focused. 100% focused. It's super, super important. Alright, so I guess that's it. This entire episode was just from that small story that I read today morning on Facebook. And I'll be coming back very soon, most probably tomorrow or day after, with another episode, most probably day after. And I'll see you then. So yeah, take care, stay strong, and I'll see you very soon. Bye.